I'm looking at this in a poll.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Britain's sexiest man.
Well.
For women over 30.
That's okay.
That's great news.
Yeah.
Great news. You've beaten James Bond hunk Daniel Craig.
That is a bit ridiculous, but I'm very happy to take the honour.
1,000 ladies were polled. Ewan McGregor got 55% of the vote. And Hang on, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, listen to this then, right? I'm reading this out.
Yeah.
You got a whopping 70% of the poll.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Daniel Craig was voted second sexiest with 56% of the vote.
Well,
you add these up, Rich.
Yeah, already, that's over.
I think the integrity Ewan of McGregor. This poll has been cast into doubt suddenly.
Ewan McGregor got 55%.
Right.
So far, there's about 200...
You've got about 170% so far.
Yeah.
Sean Connery was fourth with 51%.
Okay, looking about 220 now.
Yeah.
Followed by Sharp star Sean Bean, who got 47% of the vote.
Yes.
Colin Firth came sixth with 45% of the vote.
Really? Are you up to about 300%?
That is an interesting bit of maths that they've done there.
You've worked with Colin, haven't you?
I did.
A while ago, actually. He's in St Trinian's with you.
I'm in St Trinian's too, yes, which comes out December 18th.
Top man, he said it was great fun to do.
It is such fun to do.
Yeah, well, if you're a guy, where's the downside to appearing with ladies dressed like
that? Do you know the
like
thing
that?
About that? That is the one downside, because you suddenly become terribly aware of being rather old.
Yeah, and pervy.
I should have had this, if I knew what this poll, mind you, this is ladies over 30, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're just surrounded by very young women in very short skirts who look at you like they're your granddad.
And you're paid to do this.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a tough job.
But the first one was a huge movie. It made a shed
enormous.
Russell Brand.
He was, yeah.
And now he's obviously...
He wasn't available.
No, like John Sim, the old school run probably, or something like that. Yeah.
No, Russell
we're getting
really,
a lot of people
Russell
on Twitter.
Wanted to do it,
I'm sure he did. We're getting a lot of people on tweets who want to know when this is out, when they can see you on
December
the big screen.
December 18th.
December the 18th.
Yeah, it's a Christmas treat for all the family.
Right, okay, so let's get back into the OC mixtape.
Yeah.
Obviously, David's leaving his character as Doctor Who, so we thought it's a great excuse to break out. 10 songs that you can nominate are the greatest breakup songs ever. So far, Richie, we're halfway through. What have we got on there?
Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way.
Get in.
Heart, Alone.
Tonight.
The Creak of Leather.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
Bunny Boyder.
Elvis Costello, I Want You.
Wrist Slasher.
And Prefab Sprout, When Love Breaks Down.
Class.
Tearjerker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sluggish first thing this morning.
Yeah, we've all missed a sitter, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
One off, if not the greatest. I mean, written by the little fella, Prince, for Sinead O'Connor. It's been 7 hours. What's up, Richie? You look disapproving at it.
It's a drab beginning.
A drab beginning. What do you want then? Like some cowbell?
I want something that comes
a kind of woo, woo, doof, doof, bad doof, boys, doof, 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 good together.
It's been 7 hours.
Into that?
I like something that will start with a good beat. Communards starts with doof, da.
So you want the Phil Collins drum roll into It's Been 7.
If it's a breakup, you don't want to dwell and wait for the song to get going.
Because you're in that kind of dwelly. I mean, if you're broken up, you're not rushing to meet the person that dumped you, are you? You are very much sat around.
Lying naked on the floor, like Natalie Imbruglia says on Torn, which should also be in this mixtape.
Hey, do you want to listen to something smooth?
Mm-hmm.
This is Liquid Radio. That's how you prefer to start.
Perfect.
Yeah? That's how you think this should start.
Look at that, Christian.
Hey?
You
like that?
Fingers were a blur over the buttons
So Sinead goes in, but it's the EastEnders drum. Phil Collins. Sinead mix.
You want to come straight on in the vocal there?
Actually, yeah. We're going to need a bit of time.
We need a bit of time to get back to
you. So you just
want
to go straight to Sinead, Richie, with this mix, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay. Another one you think we miss was You Too.
With or Without You. As Ross and Rachel on Friends were split up to this.
Of course, you know, I was trying to work out, what the TV show was.
Yes.
With or Without You. What a great song. Now, see, You Too, right, they've also got, I guess, someone said Stay. That's not really a sort of breakup song. That's more of a yearning song, isn't it?
Which Stay? Because there's several Stays we could have.
With or Without You.
With or Without You. That's in. That's got to be in.
Straight in, Richard.
Come on, Richie. Back up. Off the chair.
Sat back down after
come on.
Riding up Sinead O'Connor on the whiteboard.
Thought he was finished. We've got at least three different Stays that all qualify.
All right. Run me past the Stays then.
Stay by Lisa Loeb. You say Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories, I think I'm remembering. I only hear what is that right? I want.
This is a real, what was this, early 90s, around about the time of Heathers and movies like that.
Didn't she have sort of cookie glasses, I seem to remember.
Yeah, and lots of women started wearing those kind of jointy little glasses around that time.
I love this song. Glasses, though.
I stay E17.
Sorry?
Stay E17.
You do realise we're live on Absolute Radio.
I was just chucking in another stay.
Hey, you know, let's hear it out then. So, stay Lisa Loeb, yeah. Or...
Yeah.
It's a Christmas number one.
We may all have to take our shirts off to this. Isn't that what you do?
Remember that? Tony Mortimer and the... See, again, following your theory of your drab intro, this might need a bit of the old...
Oh, yeah. I think this needs a... Any fireworks you've got, really.
You can't help but smile when you hear this, but it's not right, Richard. What's the third Stay song contender?
Shakespeare's Sister.
Oh.
Oh, come on, this is a great track.
A foghorn voice.
This is a great track.
No.
A great video with it. I mean, it's less, again, if you go by the video, it's less of a breakup and more of a singing over a corpse song.
I mean.
Oh, it's great. And that bit with Siobhan Fahey comes in halfway through. I'll go
Doesn't stand the test of time.
Get to the bit where Siobhan Fahey comes in.
I'd rather not, because it'll hurt my headphones. You can't...
Yeah, I've got...
I'm going with jaunty 90s glasses.
Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb goes up
there.
Very
good.
All right, we'll take some calls on this next. Breakup anthems, what are your favourite ones? 0330 123 1215.